This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. Okay, be honest. When was the last time you got lost driving and called a friend on your cell phone to get directions? Or dialed your spouse to give a heads up that you were stuck in traffic? 5 states have passed legislation banning calls on handheld cell phones while driving. Now, Washington State has gone one step further. It has passed the first explicit ban on text messaging while driving. Hannah Jaffe-Walt reports.
When she starts driving, Jen Diamond in Seattle first has to get to the right radio station. Then, directions.
Your entire route is now shown. Continue.
Then her 4-year-old Elijah has requests from the back seat. Lots of them.
I want to listen to Beast Boys now.
Take the next left turn.
Then recovering the grapes from Elijah, who is now dropping them on the floor. There are also toys rolling up under Jen's feet. And, of course, the never-ending pounding in her back.
You're kicking my chair, Eli.
And then a text message from her partner. Close to home, Jen texts back 5 minutes. And then actually, that last part didn't really happen. But it could. When the text messaging ban in Washington State goes into effect January 1st, 2008. But everything that did happen, the DJing, GPSing, and feeding the kids, all still legal. Although, Jen's parenting magazine does make her feel guilty for it.
One of our magazines that we got said you shouldn't do anything other than drive while you're driving. But nobody does that.
Really? No one just pays attention to driving? I jumped out of Jen's pimped-out mom van and into Linda Stone's BMW to find out.
So we're on the highway. Okay. Let's see what people are doing.
We're in spy mode, and you're our spy leader.
My spy follower, Linda Stone, is an ex-software executive who's now a tech consultant, writing a book about attention. At first, we only see minor offenses, a girl doing her hair, some guy eating chips, but then we hit traffic. And the criminals come out of the woodwork.
That woman is text messaging. Right there.
She's totally stopped and text messaging.
And looking down at her lap.
Okay, I know that's bad. But I'm going to play the role of a rule-obsessed 5-year-old here for a minute and ask the obvious. What about the guy we just saw reading the paper? How come that's not banned? Or the woman we see flossing her teeth? The closed-eyed singing, or the tons of people we see eating. There are hundreds of things we do in our car that are potentially dangerous distractions. But Linda Stone says the ban on text messaging is symbolic. She says it represents a larger push to do one thing at a time.
We are looking at different ways to protect our time. You see the signs all around of people caring more about protection and quality of life.
Signs like how everyone and their mom does yoga nowadays, and literal signs that say no cell phones in restaurant or even some stores. Stone says the text ban is part of finally declaring enough is enough.
I think that if someone had tried to legislate this even 5 years ago, there's no way that they would have been able to pass this bill. And I think that it's because people are so ready to start making changes.
For those of you in Washington State who are not ready to start making changes, very soon there will be $101 tickets waiting for you. And violators, just so you know, in traffic, yes, you can tell.
She's doing email. Oh my gosh, she is so not eyes on the road. She is so eyes on her BlackBerry. Now hiding it because she knows we see.
For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt in Seattle.
She thinks you're undercover.
I am.